בכבוד. With your permission. פרשת משפטים, ואלה המשפטים. Those are the laws. אשר תשים לפניהם, comes the Gemara and says, that after Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us and told us 10 commandments, Moshe Rabbeinu went up all the way up to Hashem and stayed over there 40 days and 40 nights. Learn, says the Gemara, whatever anybody in the future will come up with any idea, Hashem learned it with Moshe Rabbeinu. And when Moshe arrived upstairs, Hashem told him, okay, we're going to start now. Learning with you, teaching you, learning with you, and telling you all the laws that I want my people to keep. As the first one, אלה המשפטים אשר תשים לפניהם. Says the Gemara, I'm going to tell you, whatever I said, 10 commandments, this is the continuation of 10 commandments. Hashem emphasized it. So Hashem started with the law of a Jewish slave. Jewish slave means, says the Gemara, the way it says in the Torah, כי תקנה עבד דברי שש שנים יעבוד. If somebody stole something, and he lost it, or he spent it, and he doesn't have it to give it back, so then the court will sell him to be a slave for 6 years. That's not the punishment. The money they will get, they will pay for the stolen goods. That's the first thing Hashem said to Moshe when he arrived upstairs. It's very something that must be very important. From all the halachot that we have, the whole Shulchan Aruch, all the books that we have in generations, I said, what is the most important thing published? The first one, that's Hashem opened the discussion with Moshe. He told him that story. This is the story. So he sell the guy to be a slave, a Jewish slave. A Jewish slave, as Chachamim told us, you cannot tell him anything you want. The Gemara says, well, you have to treat him nicely. First of all, you know, the guy used to be a thief. Hopefully, this is like a rehabilitation center. It's like a rehab for him. And he's going to come, he's going to stay here. And the Gemara says, just want to tell you, the Gemara says, let's assume that they have only one pillow in the house. And of course, this is my slave and I'm the owner. Gemara said, no, you have to give him your pillow. You sleep without pillows. He said, listen, this guy is a criminal. He stole, he robbed the bank. And I took him to my house and I'm watching him with the cameras. He should not steal my house. And this man, you know, I paid money for him. And he comes to my house. The Gemara says, true, everything true, true. But let's assume you have only one pillow in the house. You still give it to him. He's Jewish. What is the whole idea about? So who is the slave? Says the Gemara, let me tell you. Kol ha-kone v'divri, kilu kone adon la'atzmo. Says the Gemara, actually, you should know it. You're going to go buy him outside. It means that you bought yourself a master. So what's the whole idea? Why should I buy him? That's the halacha. That's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai. Why did Hashem decide to sell him for a slave? Why did Hashem send him to a slave? Why don't you tell him, go get a job? And from the money you're going to earn, we'll deduct it. But there's no jail sentence for this. Because in America, in the jail, you only learn how to rob more banks. Hashem said, it's not a punishment, but this is how you're going to pay back. They're going to sell him to be a slave, and the money is going to be paid to the person he stole the goods from. So why do you have to make him a slave? You don't have to make him a slave. And I just heard that he's not a slave. I just heard that if he's the only one pillow in the house, he's going to be on the pillow. And I'm the master, I'm going to be on the floor. And one bed in the house, he's to sleep on the bed, and the master will sleep on the floor. There's only one mug, one cup in the house. He's going to drink the coffee from his mug, and you're going to have to drink it from the ticket. Continues the Torah. Says the Torah that after 6 years he should go outside. The Gemara says, now you have to give him bonus.
Bonus?
He should give me a bonus. I held him as a criminal. Says the Gemara, it's one of the 630 mitzvot that you have to give him, a truck. It's not that you give him $100 bill. The Gemara says, you have to give him fruits, vegetables, everything. He should go back home after 6 years. The house should be full with goodies. He says, I have to give him? He doesn't understand. I paid for him. He works for me. Okay, I can give him, something, Give him a watch, 99 cents. No. Big present. Anek kaniklo, has shalom. Send him empty Torah says. Continue the Torah says, listen, what happened, when you're ready to send him out? He said, listen, I got very attached to you. After that, ishtibet banai. He says, I like to stay here. Says the Torah, then you take him to the court, you put him next to the post of the door, and you pierce his ear. And then he can stay longer until the Yovel. Not forever, but until the Yovel. Comes the Gemara and says, what is this piercing ear? What is it all about? What do you mean he pierced his ear? Ma says, well, let me tell you something. In Ten Commandments, one of the Ten Commandments, Hashem said, do not steal. And he stole. You heard Ten Commandments. Yeah. Hashem did not steal, and you stole. Pierce his ear. That's the Gemara says. So the first question is, then you had to pierce his ear 6 years ago, not now. When you walked inside your house, when you bought him, you say, come over here, let me go to the door. You take a thing that you do, you pierce your ears for your daughters, and you pierce his ear. And he goes on the street, he can't say it's fashion. I have an earring. Oh. But he said it means a criminal. He's a criminal. He can't play it that cool. You're not cool. I says that when you walked inside the house 6 years ago, she pissed his ear. He says, listen, didn't you hear the Ten Commandments? Don't steal. Why did you steal? No. So first he comes to the house, and after 6 years, in case he wants to stay over and he doesn't want to go back home, then the Torah says, then you pierce his ear. No, this you should have done 6 years ago. The second question is, Gemara says, when Hashem said in the Ten Commandments, do not steal, Hashem meant people, not objects. When Hashem said, Ten Commandments, you read Ten Commandments last week, it says, Lo Tignov. It says, the Ten Commandments, Lo Tignov. The Gemara says, Lo Tignov what? She says, Hashem in the Ten Commandments meant people, do not steal a Jewish person, like the brothers did to Yosef. So, what this has to do with this guy now? He pierced his ear, says, didn't you hear Ten Commandments? Says, what Ten Commandments? Ten Commandments said, do not steal a person. I only stole a diamond, not a person. And then the Gemara says, well, it's another answer, Hashem said Ten Commandments. And Ten Commandments, the first command is, I am God. Anuchi Hashem Elokecha. I took you out of Egypt from the house of slavery. This was the first command. So, now you want to stay over by the guy. So we'll pierce your ear. He said, what does this have to do with anything? What does it mean? First of all, didn't you tell me that I'm going to get the pillow, he's not going to get the pillow, I'm going to get the bed, he's not going to get the bed? So who is the slave of who? The Gemara says actually at the end, you are the boss and he is the slave. Because you're going to get the pillow. You're going to get the bed. You're going to get the coffee. So what do you mean? Didn't you hear that commandments? God said, what has to do with me? And Chacham Ibn Ezra was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. He said, his father asked him, Ten Commandments. He said, what Ten Commandments? This is the Emunah in Hashem. Hashem said, you know what? I'm the one who took you out of Egypt. So his father-in-law, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, asked, best thing if Hashem would have said, I'm the creator. Isn't it bigger? What's bigger? To take Am Yisrael out of Egypt or to create universe, galaxy? So how come Hashem didn't say that? Ten Commandments should start, I am God, I created the world. Much bigger than that. So Chachamim tell us some kind of information that we can understand really the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chachamim say, Torah tells us, this is Parasha as well, but then Parashat Ketetzeh, and then somebody wants to take a loan from his friend. And he goes to his friend and he says, I want to borrow from you money. And he says, I need a collateral from you. A collateral from me. So the Torah says, listen, collateral. So depend, you give him something, but make sure that he can stay alive without a collateral. Says the Torah, for example, it says, I see you have a grinder in the house, like a windmill, that you grind with. I says, I would like to take it as a collateral. Says the Torah, no. לא תחבול רחיים ורחם, ורחם תהיה נפש וחובד. Torah says, if you're going to take this, well, actually you take his soul. You're taking his soul. I'm taking his soul. I'm taking the windmill. I'm not talking this. I don't take the soul. So Chachamim tell us something in our lifetime, you know, that a person goes shopping. Let's say he goes, he wants to buy some silver. He goes to the store, the guy shows him a cup, silver cup. He says, yeah, I like it. There's another guy standing next to him. He says, really, you like this? I think it's ugly. You think it's ugly? By the way, did you see my wife? Oh, you got an ugly wife. You got an ugly wife? My wife is the prettiest one in the world. You must be kidding. Your wife is pretty? When did you look at your wife last time? He said, when did you look at my wife last time? I said, I think my wife is pretty. I said, I'm sorry to tell you, I think your wife is ugly. You have a different taste. You think this cup is nice? I think it's ugly. You know, we're talking open. You know, and I'm not going to insult you. I'm just telling you. I didn't try to insult you. I just tell you, you know, I don't think that your taste is the right taste. And he said, listen, mister, I don't think your taste is the right taste. And it's all over the world. This guy wants to buy Toyota, and this guy said, Toyota? Disgusting. Disgusting. Honda. Honda Civic. Honda Civic? What's wrong with you, Honda Civic? What's wrong with you? He go to the showroom, he says, I like this car. I got to say, okay, interesting. Doesn't do anything to me. I don't like this color. I love this color. What's the secret behind it? So, I mean, tell us, the secret of our life is that this is a world of souls, not bodies. And the soul of a person has some kind of connection to parts of his soul that is in objects. So therefore, when you go to the store and you say, I want this one, and one person says, I don't like it, he says, he's right, it's not his. It's not his, it's yours, because part of your soul feels the soul that's inside the object. Ki nefesh uchove. It's in the Torah, in the text. The Torah says, don't take a collateral as a windmill, because when you're going to take the windmill, you take his soul. When I take his soul, I take the windmill. No, you don't understand. When you take something from somebody, it's not the object. You steal his soul. His soul is inside. Whatever you own, it's not just because I own it. Because it relates to you, has a connection to you. And therefore you like certain things, and your friend hates it. Because this is the world of souls. And that's what Chachamim say and explain to us. This is but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset and destroyed the world in time of Noah. Hashem said, you know, they're stealing. Sigmar said, what did they steal already? One said, well, you know what? They went to the supermarket, and each one just took one peanut in his mouth with bracha. He said, I just want to know what's the big deal. One. No, so in the meantime, he's doing shopping. In the meantime, he's tasting. Here's a grape. He tastes a grape. Here's a raisin. A candy. She gives her son. Here, take a little candy. This the Gemara said, Hashem destroyed the world. I says, what's the big deal? I says, that's why Hashem decided. The Gemara says, forget about all the bad things they did in the time of Noah. But this was the straw that broke the camel's back. I said, what's the big deal about it? Says the Gemara, in Shamaim, that somebody has sins, says the Gemara, the sins, they come in front of Hashem. And it says, this person did me. I am the product of a sin. Says the Gemara, who is in the front? The Gemara said, Mr. Theft. Gezel. The guy is a thief. What's a thief? It's worse than murder. Yeah, it's worse than murder. Because thief, it means that you take something that doesn't belong to you. And you acquire a neshama that doesn't belong to you. That's the problem. You steal a neshama. You don't steal an object. And that neshama belongs to somebody else. And that, what Hashem hates the most. That's what Chachamim say, that you have to be very careful. It says, your hands have to be clean from theft completely, otherwise Hashem doesn't want to talk to you. They say, in Europe, in Kelem, they used to teach. It says, don't touch nothing. You can't touch. You come to Bet HaKnesset, this is your seat, you think it's your seat, I don't know. And then somebody puts something and you want to move it. And he says, this is yours? So what? Just move it. I move it? He says, Gemara, let me tell you something. I said, one of the Chachamim stayed by somebody and a silver cup was stolen. They couldn't find a thief. One day the Gemara said, the rabbi saw somebody dries his hands in somebody else's towel. Washed his hand, it's right here. So, I didn't have a towel. My friend has a towel. So, big deal. I wrapped my hand in somebody else's towel. So, it's going to dry anyway. What did I do? The Gemara said that the rabbi, Rav Chisda, told the people, put handcuffs on this guy right away. Put handcuffs. He said, where's the silver cup? He said, what silver cup? He said, where's the silver cup? He speaks English. I said, what do you mean? He says, you a thief. He said, why am I a thief? Because I saw you just dry your hands in somebody else's towel. So big deal. What is the big deal? The Gemara says, sure enough, he took the cup out of his pocket and he said, here's the silver cup. I admit. Says the Gemara, look. So what's the big deal that you wipe your hand in somebody else's towel? What's the scene here? He's a thief. Why is a thief? You use somebody else's object, it means you use somebody else's neshama. That's the problem in life. That's what says in the Zohar, this is parsha. Elei mishpatim shetasim lifneim, says the Zohar, you know what it is? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to show you something. People come back to this world to pay back what they stole. That's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how bad is you take something that doesn't belong to you. And they said, about 200 years ago, one of the Maggid, one of the big rabbis, they read the Zohar, and the students asked him, what is it all about? He said, you know what it's all about? I'll tell you what it's all about. You know, there's a rest area here coming out of the town. Go sit over this over there in the rest area. Go sit over there. He sits over there. He sees over there is a table. Somebody comes over there, washes with a big beard, a sombrero, and washes his hands, and say, Hamosin lechem min haaretz. He eats, and then he takes a bag of diamonds from his pocket, and he watches the diamond. He walks to 47th Street. And he has a diamond, Mr. Bekat Amazon, my machronim, the kavanot, everything. And he walks away and he forgot the diamonds on the table. Second person comes over right away. He says, thank you, Akadosh Baruch Hu. All my life I waited. I have no parnasa. He takes the diamonds, he checks them. He says, put them in his pocket, walks away. A minute later, a third person comes. Third person comes, he sits down, and he says, Amosi lechem min haaretz. And so the first guy comes back and says, Amen. I said, excuse me, can you get up? He says, what happened? He says, I just left diamonds over here 10 minutes ago. He said, what diamonds? He said, can you get up, please? Let me see. Esther, where are the diamonds? What are you talking about? What are diamonds? I just came here. Stop acting. Start to search in his pockets. And then take a stick, hit him. I said, wait. I said, I don't know what you want for my life. I have no diamonds. I just arrived over here. Hit him. The guy goes back to the Rebbe. He tells the Rebbe, it's a true story. He tells the Rebbe, look what happened. I don't understand. I said, Rebbe, tell him, listen, that's what it's, this is parasha. Ele ha-mishpatim asher tazim lifneim. Hashem said, the first thing, Moshe came up to Shamaim. Hashem told him, listen, I'm going to tell you something about recrimination, about people, how they have to pay back if they stole something. I said, what do you mean? He said, I'll tell you what it means. In the previous life, the first person that forgot the diamonds and the second person used to be partners. And the first one stole all the diamonds from the second one. And the second one died, poor, finished. Hashem brings them back to this world. And the first one will begin to lose the package of diamonds over there, and the second one will find it. So he asked, who is the third guy, the innocent? He says, the third guy was the judge, the mediator between them. And the first one bribed him. Hashem brings them back, and the first one lashes to the rabbi, so-called, quote-unquote, this rabbi, that in the previous life took the bribe from him. Says the Zohar, that's the first thing Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Upstairs. Because this is the world of souls that a person has to know how careful he has to be having something that doesn't belong to him. And I said the story 200 years ago of Chaim Volozhin, Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin. I says one boy died in the yeshiva. And one day he goes over there in the yeshiva, he sees the boy, the dead one, walking in front of him. I said, what are you doing here? He said, don't let me in Gan Eden. I said, why? What happened? He said, I borrowed 5 rubles from one of the boys in the yeshiva. And actually, I gave the money to somebody to give it to him. In the meantime, I died, and the guy didn't give it to him. So they don't let me in Gan Eden. Don't let me in Gan Eden. He said, you owe 5 rubles to somebody. You can't go to Gan Eden. So Chaim Volozhin said, okay, I'll take care of it for you. Thank you very much. Go back to Gan Eden. That's how careful a person has to do in business. So that's one of the questions. The third question, that a person comes to Gan Eden and he also has already a positive balance sheet, that he can go to Gan Eden and ask him, Nasata v'natata be'emuna. Did you conduct your business with honesty? If you say, doesn't matter if you didn't steal. You didn't steal, you just did not say the right things in business. You say, I bought this diamond for 10,000, and it's not true, you bought it for 5. You can't go to Gan Eden. Because that's the smell of stealing souls. That's what it means. So therefore, that's what the Torah will tell you now. Somebody stole. So Hashem said in the Torah, the first thing you know, you set him to be a slave. Why is it to be a slave? So come Chachamim and tell us like this. You know, first command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, I am God, took you out of Egypt. And I said, what if they tell me this, Hashem? And then Hashem said, don't have any idols in the house. He says, what's the big deal? I know it already. And Hashem said, don't swear in my name for nothing. Okay. And Hashem said, you should keep Shabbat. Okay. How did Hashem get all these things to say? So the Gemara says, let me tell you something. If somebody is going to ask you, why did you go down to Egypt? Says the Gemara, Abraham Avinu made 3 mistakes. Mistake number one, when he was 52 years old, it was a world war. Then he went to the yeshiva and drafted the Rosh Yeshiva. Second mistake, after Abraham Avinu, so-called wonder war, was able to release people from captivity, he met the king of Sodom, and the king of Sodom told him, thank you very much, but those are my people. Abraham Avinu gave him back his people. Gemara says, why did you give him the people? They can worship Avodah Zarah. They go back to Sodom and Gomorrah. Second mistake. The third mistake, when Abraham was 70 years old, when Hashem told Abraham that you will one day have children and they will have Eretz Israel, Abraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how should I know this? Abraham said, that's the way you speak to Hashem, that's the way you talk to Hashem. Those are the three reasons the Gemara said went down to Egypt. Actually, says the Gemara, you know what happened in Egypt? In Egypt, Am Yisrael did not behave so well. They went to the theater, they went to the parades of the Avodah Zarah, they did themselves some kind of dancing, they bought themselves statues. Moshe Rabbeinu came and told them to throw the statues, they didn't throw the statues. Then the statues in Atta's shape case while they're crossing Yom Suf. Hashem was very upset. Come Chachamim and said, look, Hashem did take us out of Egypt because Hashem, with His mercy, decided something else. Hashem said, you know what? I told Avraham Avinu you're going to be slaves. But I see this is not good for you. Instead, to stay where you are, you're worshipping Avodah Zarah already. I'll take you out of Egypt and you'll be my slaves. So like somebody has to, Chas Shalom, has to get punishment, they tell him, you know, you go, you do your community job, instead to be in jail. This is what Hashem did to us. Hashem, what He did to us, instead we should be slaves for the Egyptians, Hashem said, you be my slave. That's the highest title you should know. Since Moshe has this title, the slave of Hashem, David HaMelech has the title of Hashem, Eliyahu Navi has the title of slave of Hashem, Yaakov Avinu has the title of slave of Hashem. See what it means? Zohar says, before you start praying to Hashem, you have to accept in yourself that you are a slave of God. You have to be the slave of God. The Mishnah says in Pesach Avot, Evuka Avadim HaMishamshim Et Harav Shelo HaMenat HaKabel Pras. Mishnah said, you have to feel you're a slave of God. Why? You think God would want slaves? God created us to be His slave. God doesn't need slaves. God wants slaves. He goes to Kenya. He buys slaves over there. Then he becomes the president of the United States. So what? For this, Hashem doesn't need slaves. Hashem said, listen, you are the grandchildren of Abraham Avinu. Grandchildren of Abraham Avinu. I said you have to be slaves in order to fix so-called what you have in your system from your grandfather, that he made three mistakes. And those three mistakes will take 400 years in slavery to clean you up from this gene that you have inside you. But Hashem said, you know what? Instead that you be a slave to Egypt, to the Egyptians, and who knows how far down you're going to go with worship idols, be my slaves. As the Mishnah said, you got to think all your life that you're a slave of Hashem. That's what we say, Shacharit, Tfilat David. David HaMelech says, I'm your slave. Halel says, Ani avdecha ben amatecha. I'm your slave. David HaMelech says, I'm your slave. But we try to say you're the slave of Hashem. Hashem doesn't need a slave. No. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'd rather be your slave than be somebody else's slave. That's in America. You want to make it? You have to work for yourself. You work for somebody, you're a slave. You have to be in the office 6 o'clock in the morning, get a delivery. You work for yourself, you come and you go wherever you want. Because Hashem wants you to be His slave, not the slave of your job. The slave of God. Why? Because then how are you going to repair so-called the decree, the gzerah, that was never fulfilled because Hashem pulled us out of Egypt the last moment ahead of time. And this is really the first command. The first command, Hashem said, I am God that took you out of Egypt. What are you trying to say, Hashem? Hashem did not want to say He is the Creator. He wants us to know all the time that we have appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that rather to be a slave for the Egyptians, we are the slave of God. Good. Fine. As God said, I want you to know it. I want you to know it. That's the first command. And then Hashem continues. The second command means, don't have any Avodah Zarah. I says, why are you telling me, Hashem? I will tell you something. You know why you got down to Egypt? Because your great-grandfather, he is so called, even though that he was preaching all his life against Avodah Zarah, the First World War, he was able to release people from captivity, should have taken them to the yeshiva, convert them, tell them don't worship Avodah Zarah. Instead, says the Torah, says the Gemara, he gave it back, those people, to the king of Sodom. As what happened, they went to Sodom, and then they built churches against Hashem, idols. I said, just listen, I want to tell you something. I took you out of Egypt. You have to be my slave, right? Let me tell you what you got to fix. You have to fix the three reasons why you went down to Egypt. Reason number one, went down to Egypt is what? Because Avraham Avinu gave back the people, and they went to Avodah Zarah. He frish anashim tachat kanfei ha-shchina. He said, that's the second command. Lo yelech ha'alim achim al-panai. Get away from Avodah Zarah. He says, why? Because if not, you're not my slave. You're the slave of the Avodah Zarah. For this, you're going to go back to Egypt. Third command, Lo tisa Hashem, Hashem elokecha lashav. Do not swear. Don't say my name. I said, what is this? Because your grandfather, when I told him he's going to get Eretz Israel, you know what he said? How shall I know? That's how you speak to Hashem. You're not a slave. You're not a slave of Hashem. You haven't got no respect for Hashem. I said, the third command is, don't say Hashem's name for nothing. Have respect for Hashem. Then it shows that you're the slave of Hashem. Otherwise, you go back to Egypt. And the fourth command is, keep Shabbat. He says, Gemara, keep Shabbat, you know what Shabbat means? He says, the Zohar Shabbat is Talmid Chacham, is Shabbat. What do you mean? Let's say one time the Baal Shem Tov went outside, and Baal Shem Tov saw a Jew smoke a cigar on Shabbat. Smokes on Shabbat, cigar. Baal Shem Tov said, wow, how come I saw such a thing? What happened? Must be that I don't keep Shabbat. Baal Shem Tov said, I don't keep Shabbat? Baal Shem Tov said, no. Zohar said, Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai said, that Rosh Hashiva and the Rav is like Shabbat, holy Shabbat. So he said, I have to do something. It means I have to respect a big rabbi. Bashem Tov went to Pozna, and the chief, his name was Rabbi Yoshua Polak. The guy used to smoke a cigar. Bashem Tov came over to him and said, listen, I saw this guy over there in Mezhibuzh. I saw him smoking on Shabbat. It's a message for me that I have to do something with the cigarettes to the rabbi. Here I am. And he took a match and he lighted the cigarette for the rabbi. He says, that's command number four. He skipped Shabbat. He said, why Shabbat? Rings the bell. You tell you what? He says, the First World War. Avraham Avinu took the Rosh Hashiva to the army. No respect for the rabbi. I said, this Hashem said, you have to keep Shabbat. So that the Torah says, listen, now I'm going to explain to you what happened. Moshe goes up to Shammai, Hashem says, listen, I want to tell you something. So what are you telling me? I want to tell you something. I'm talking to you something that a person in his lifetime, after the commandment, has to feel that he is the slave of God. What do you mean? Let me tell you something. Somebody stole, so he stole a soul. And I said, Ten Commandments, do not steal. I really meant soul. Soul of a person and soul of an object. And you know what he did? He took, you know what? Set him to be a slave. He has to feel authority. He cannot, of course, he's going to get a pillow, but still, he can go whenever he wants. He's going to have a job. He's not going to get paid for the job. I says, just to feel that what he did is not his soul. What he did is he took the yoke off, and he's not the slave of God. This is against the commandments. So somebody steals, as the Gemara says, that's how bad it is to steal. Because it still means that you do what you want. And there's no boss. If you know there is a camera, and the police sees you, what you do, you're never there to take something. So, what it means is that you're not the slave of Hashem. Let Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, so tell them like this, if somebody would steal, so Bedin will sell him to be a slave for 6 years. And then he's going to go home. But you know, after he's going to stay by you, so you trained him, and now he's going to feel, you know, there's a boss. So now just give him food, give him everything that he goes home, he should be happy, because he got a message. He won't steal anymore, because he got a message. He says, you know what? After 6 years, he said, I love it, I want to stay. You want to stay? It means you think it's a vacation. It's a vacation. You came over here to feel there's a boss. In the meantime, you say, I love my boss. I want to stay. I don't want to go home. You know when you want to go home? Because you didn't get a message. Now they're going to pierce you. Now they're going to pierce you here. Not when you got in. Now, as his Nisha should have understood it, that you're here on so-called on a mission, they're going to train you to feel that you can do what you want. Yes, I have respect for you. So that I give you a pillow. Hashem so-called has respect for us. Hashem gives us everything. But you still have to feel, says the Mishnah, that you were the slave of God. Because if you don't feel it, you go back to Egypt. Because you came out of Egypt ahead of time. And Hashem did us a favor. He took us under his wings. That he is the boss. So Melech Malchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Ve'en Aftu Shamayim. He said, this is one of the 10 giants that were killed by Machshimam, the Romans. He went up to Shamayim to discuss with the angels, what is this decree? And they told him a lot of secrets, and he printed the book. It's called Echalot Rabbi Ishmael. In his book he writes, Mishnah Berurah brings it in Shulchan Aruch. He says, you know, you pray to Hashem, you know? He says, Hashem is very happy when people say, Aleinu Leshabeach. The tragedy is, a person by Aleinu Leshabeach is already in the job. Aleinu Leshabeach is the last thing in the tefillah, so I did already. The angels told Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, the peak is Aleinu Leshabeach. That's how important Aleinu Leshabeach. What do you say? Aleinu Leshabeach ladon hakol, atedu lelei yotzeh v'shelo asan. It says, you say, I'm the slave of the biggest, of the king of the world. So that is what we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we accept his kingdom, and we are the slaves, as so-called, not just to praise him, as just for our safety and our obligation to thank him, they took us out of Egypt. The Torah says 50 times, I am God, took you out of Egypt. How many times? The Zohar says 50 times, you read in the Torah, Hashem said, I took out of Egypt. Hashem is enough. What does Hashem have to say 50 times to come out of Egypt? We should penetrate inside our system that really we should have been in Egypt. And in Egypt, forget about it. We're never going to make it. And Hashem decided with his mercy to take us out of Egypt. So, this is the first command. So Hashem said, listen, what I want you to know is that you have to be my slave. Because if you're not my slave, it means I should not have taken that out of Egypt. Unless the 2.4 million Jews died in the darkness 3 days before we left Egypt. It wasn't a punishment. It's not a punishment. Just, yeah, we don't want to go. Moshe said, Hashem said, we're going to Israel. He said, listen, Moshe, I have buildings in Egypt. I have businesses in Egypt. I'm not living. They died. He said, why? Why they died? Because you don't understand. Hashem wants you to be his slave in order to release you from captivity, from being a slave to the Egyptians. You don't want to come out, so you have no right to exist. Your existence is based on slavery to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Zohar said, a person has to think it all the time. I'm the slave of God, I'm the slave of God. Not that God needs me to be a slave. But from my point of view, I have to be a slave because that's why I'm alive. I'm alive because he took me out of Egypt. So that's the whole power of existence. That's why the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shamayim, after the Ten Commandments, says, Ve'ela Mishpatim. That's how important it is to be the slave of God. It says, Potech Et Yadecha, you have to believe in the Parnasa Kasum HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, I'm nothing. And Nicholecha Yisaber will say, I'm looking for my master all the time. I'm looking for my master. Because I need to have Parnasa for my Hashem. The Emunah is that I'm his slave, says the Zohar. The person has to feel it. That's the Mishnah Berakhia Avot says. Don't expect any reward. Avadim shefim tarav shelo al menat lekabel pras. As if you're not the slave of God, you can be a slave for business. You can be a slave for your job. You can be a slave for somebody else. Or somebody had a gemach in his house. Just, you know, to give people loans, they give them back, you know, with no interest. He got a little bit older. He told his wife, I'm locking it up. I can't. It's not too much for me. People come, knock on the door. I want money. I give you back the money. It's too much headache for me. Forget about it. His wife said, you know what? Why don't you go to Chafetz Chaim? Go to Chafetz Chaim. Ask him this question. I'm afraid. So many years we did all this kindness to people. They don't close it. He goes to Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim at Ruach HaKodesh. He comes inside. He says over there to the guy. I said, I have to speak to Chafetz Chaim. I said, well, Chafetz Chaim just finished his lunch. Why don't you wait in the room over here? Wait over here till he finishes. He will talk to you. See, he's there b'kat mazon. So Chafetz Chaim said Mizmor David, you know, before b'kat mazon, it's Mizmor David. He said, Ach tov b'chesed, udefuni kol yomei chayai. Ach, David HaMelech says, it's the Chafetz Chaim said, like, talking to himself, Ach tov b'chesed, only good and kindness, udefuni, should chase me, kol yomei chayai, all my life. What? Chafetz Chaim said, what? But you understand? They should chase me. He said, listen, I want to explain to you something. He talks to himself like this. He said, listen, you know, in your lifetime, you might have things that will chase you. David HaMelech said, you know what? I like that good and kindness will chase me, like Gmulut Chasadim, you know? The God didn't tell him anything. He said, better off that holy and pure things should chase you than the police chase you to give you a ticket. He says, I can't take it. People knock on my door, people call me on the telephone, do me a favor. I don't do favors. If you don't do favors, police is going to chase you. Okay, the Chafetz Chaim said, Bikat Mazon. After Bikat Mazon, the guy said, okay, you want to ask the Chafetz Chaim? He says, no, I got the answer already. I'm not going to close it, I know. If I close it, somebody else will chase me. He says, why? Because we have to understand that you're a slave there. Rather, the Mishnah said, be the slave of God, than be a slave of somebody else. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan told his nephews to give tzedakah. He says, tzedakah. So while he's talking to them, government came. Government came and took the money. I said, no, I told you. You better give it to tzedakah. Better give it to tzedakah than you give it to the government. I said, because he got to feel the slave of Hashem. If you're the slave of Hashem, this is the reason for the existence. That's why Hashem has decided to take us out of Egypt. Otherwise, we would stay over there. I said, even though Hashem told Abraham Avinu, 400 years, only 400 years if you behave like Abraham. But since we started to worship Avodah Zarah, Hashem has no obligation to take us out. Says the Ramban, so why Hashem took you out? Because you cried to Hashem. Hashem told Moshe, you know what? Tell them, they come outside, I'll take them to Har Sinai. And Har Sinai, I'll explain to you. What did Hashem say? First command, I took out of Egypt from the house of slavery. So what do you mean, Hashem? That's what it means. That you were slave, so-called, I bought you. Hashem said in the text in the Torah, you're my slaves. Hashem doesn't slave. He says, listen, this is how you're going to fix and repair that sin, the three mistakes that your father, the grandfather did. And that's what Hashem said, the first thing to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to be careful. Your hands have to be clean completely. Not even take from a supermarket a raisin, a grape, a peanut. He says, you can't take from anybody without, you can't dry your hands in somebody else's towel. You can't use somebody else's pen. You can't do a U-turn on somebody else's driveway. You can't. It's to be clean completely. Who said it? Hashem said it. If you say, feel, you know, I'm the slave of Hashem. Then the Chachamim said, it's called Malchut Mashiach from Rabbi Menachem.
Rabbi Derek, there's one question. I think the word servitude